Welcome to the Breakthrough Maze, where anonymous callers are invited to share their greatest challenges, to be led to important breakthroughs that could take their life to the next level. More freedom, more power, more vitality. It can all be yours. And your host, Joe Applebaum, is committed to helping you find your way to it. Joe offers a strong shoulder to lean on with candid insights. Breakthrough to the life you deserve.
So what's going on in your life? Are you feeling a sense of lack of power, a lack of self-expression, a lack of freedom? Is there anything in your life that you want to be able to take to the next level?
In my life, I think it's with my general life direction, what I want to be doing, who I want to be with. I guess I'm missing an overall, like a conviction in myself and what my path is at this moment. It's hard for me to just embrace that, like, whatever I'm doing now is exactly what I should be doing. So I'm always questioning, like, oh, is this really the right thing? Was it the right decision?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know?
Yeah. And I speak to a lot of people, especially here on the Breakthrough Maze, and we have these types of conversations around maybe there's more. Maybe there's something out there that there's more that I could be doing more with all my strengths and all the energy that I have and the power that I've been given. And I feel like with what I have going on right now, I feel like there's something missing.
Yeah.
There's something like missing.
Mm-hmm, totally. Like a term that I learned through this workshop that I did is that we're tens playing at a four. And I definitely feel that. Like, I don't feel like I'm really expressing my fullest potential, you know, and I would like to get to that point.
So you feel like maybe you're not expressing your fullest potential. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is there an area in your life where you do feel successful? Is there any area in your life? Because there's so many different areas, but is there one area that you do feel a little successful?
Yeah, I can tell you, like, socially, I feel like blessed and very, ultimately very successful. I feel like my great strength is just building connections and friendships with other people. And I feel blessed that that's my virtue. And in fact, I completed a master's degree in counseling because I love getting to know people, you know?
Wow. Let me try to understand. You have a master's degree in counseling. Is that true?
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
In January.
So you have a master's in something in life. Do you know anybody else in your world that has a master's in counseling and is lost like you?
I mean, sure. I mean, I completed school with people, of course, grad school people that have not yet found their, you know, calling or whatnot, and they're still seeking.
So it's not an uncommon thing for you to go to get a master's in something so great like counseling and still maybe not be sure what you want to be doing.
Yeah, I would say it's probably not uncommon at all. A degree does not certify you to be a master of life, which is what I learned. So,
And is your goal to master life or is your goal to find purpose?
My goal is to wake up with purpose, meaning, and have fulfillment in my day. And that means with, you know, my encounters with people, the things that I do. Yeah, it's just to live a life that has meaning for me and for others.
So if you were able to create that for maybe 30 minutes in your day, let's say not a whole 24 hours, no, but 23 and a half hours you're wasting and searching, but for 30 minutes, you can create the perfect 30 minutes in your day. What would those 30 minutes each day look like so that they can be purposeful, energized, exciting, and just full of energy, full of vitality, full of self-expression? What would those 30 minutes look like for you?
I would have to say spending those 30 minutes in the company of somebody that I truly love and being like 100% present for them for every moment of those 30 minutes. That would probably be for me the ultimate joy.
Okay. So if you did that for 30 minutes a day, you know that 30 minutes of your day, you lived your purpose fully expressed with power, with conviction, with energy, with freedom, with what you're supposed to be doing in this world. Is that true?
I think so. Yeah, I think that would leave me fulfilled. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That's, you know, that very few people that I know are so sure about that. It's powerful to see that you're so sure about that. You know it in your heart and it's true.
Yeah.
And if you did it for an hour a day, how would you feel?
I would probably feel pretty damn good. Although I have to say, like, I was thinking to myself, you know, wow, if I really only had these 30 minutes to live like this, like to the max of what I doing, what I really love. And I did think for a second, because there's, you know, lots of things that I like to do, like, let's say rollerblading outdoors or being in nature, you know, those things bring me a lot of joy too. But I think ultimately when I really have to think about it, it's just, I know that what feels good to me is like just, you know, basking in love with somebody that I love to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. Basking with love and connection with somebody mm-hmm. that you love to be around. And that's a powerful thing. That's, first of all, it's a basic human need. Love and connection is a basic human need, just like significance and feeling important and appreciated is a need. But, you know, some people value significance more than they value connection. And I learned this in Tony Robbins' seminar called Unleash the Power Within, which I'm actually going in July again. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that a lot of people value being significant rather than feeling love and connection. And they give up on love and connection in order to feel significance. But in reality, in their heart of hearts, they value love and connection, but their ego or the way that they're just being because of their strong suit or whatever it is, make them mm-hmm. start behaving in a way that it seems like they're valuing significance at the expense of love and connection. And ultimately they don't feel fulfilled in their life.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because you know what, Joe, I actually felt always, you know, I wondered this about myself, like, oh, why am I not driven by career or these other things? You know, I haven't really had that. I'm 31 right now. I haven't had a very strong driver to like do like professionally thrive or something like that. And I think it's because for me, it's exactly what you're saying. For me, relationships, they take precedence over anything.
Wow.
So that for me is like, and probably why I chose counseling as a, you know, like, as my higher education is because I just feel like the ultimate fulfillment comes from that. And that like significance is almost secondary when you're doing something that, fulfills you. Exactly.
So I have a question for you. If you mm-hmm. wanted to live full of purpose, if you wanted to live full of vitality, full of freedom, full of energy, and you were to schedule out 1 hour, 1 hour every single day for the next 10 days, every day you schedule that 1 hour, do you have another human being that you would be able to connect with and have this connection and love with? Do you have 10 human beings that you can add to a list and say, I will connect with these 10 human beings over the next 10 days for at least an hour each to be able to feel my purpose, to be able to feel my joy, to be able to feel my freedom at least once a day for an hour?
Yeah, I like that challenge, actually. That seems very doable for me. I can definitely think, and for me, it doesn't even have to be like close people. I could like chat up somebody at Starbucks and get so much pleasure out of that because, you know, that's even more exciting in some way to talk to a stranger and get to know their world and, you know, what makes them excited and thrive.
Or go to a networking event, a meetup group or something and just connect with them for an hour and just like bask in the joy of the connection that you're able to, the gift that you have that so many people fear. So many people fear this gift of strangers and you have the energy and the power and your purpose to connect with strangers is so powerful. It's so intense. It's so incredible that you can do this gift that you have. And if you can share this gift for an hour a day, you would feel alive again.
Right. This is true. Yeah.
Wow.
Did we
have a breakthrough here in terms of how you can find your purpose for even in just an hour a day?
Yes, I think it's safe to say that I can, that would really help me.
So what are you committed to doing now as a result of this breakthrough? You're at the end of the maze.
Right. Wow. Thank you for that. That was a very harmless and pleasant maze. I'm definitely, I can carve out an hour every day to connect with somebody. Like I'm thinking even of my 80-year-old former neighbor who would love to see me. You know, she lives on the Upper West Side. I could just surprise her like today and, you know, come to her house for an hour and just, her name is Arlene, and spend time with her. That would like light up her day probably.
Wow. If you can light up another person's day and help them be able to have more freedom, more joy, more excitement, and using your purpose to do it while you're feeling full of vitality, how would that make you feel?
That would make me feel pretty purposeful and used up in a good way.
I love this. Thank you for being part of the Breakthrough Maze. I appreciate you so much for doing this with me. And I'm so glad that the listeners that are listening to this right now can see that it's not about living your entire life with purpose, but finding purpose in your life always.
Yeah, I love that message. Thank you so much.
This episode of the Breakthrough Maze is brought to you by Ajax Union, a digital marketing agency based in Brooklyn, New York. Ajax Union's core focus is to support B2B companies to generate better leads, nurture those leads from the top of the funnel to the bottom line. Visit www.ajaxunion.com to learn more about our amazing offering.
Thanks for listening to The Breakthrough Maze, hosted by Joe Applebaum. We hope that by listening to the journey of a stranger, you've become inspired to want a little more freedom, a little more power, and a little more vitality. To find out more about Joe Applebaum or this incredible public coaching session, go to www.joeapplebaum.com. Also, head over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Help make it possible for more people to benefit from this free coaching. And leave a comment describing what you got out of this episode.